here in the beautiful Beale Hall at Green Center at Sonoma State University.
Good morning, Hopkins Junior High. This is Kevin Sedertall from Michigan State University. Looking forward to your performance. For the California State Festival.
They will perform three pieces: Overture for Winds by Charles Carter, Lullaby for Noah by Joseph Turin, and Cajun Folk Songs by Frank Tichelli. Please welcome again Hopkins Junior High School Wind Ensemble and Gregory Conway.
Okay, and here we go with the Overture for Winds. Flute and trumpet move together there. More euphonium. Nice balance and good sound. In this hall, the percussion has to be really careful. It gets very boomy. Unfortunately, you don't get to really warm up in here to know that. The eighth notes, the articulated eighth notes, have got to be really, really short in here. Euphonium is really coming out nicely in here. Crescendo, eighth notes. I think this could probably go just a touch faster. It's a little bit more dance-like, particularly when we start at letter D. Yeah, so just a touch faster. Half note accompaniment. Make sure that you're really locking in and that the notes are not, they don't seem quite as focused as they should be. Okay, so all of the upper woodwind music, it really needs a little bit less of the top flute and piccolo and more of the probably second and third clarinet. That would help a lot. Yeah, maybe just a little bit more sound, cornets. More horn. Measure 89. So always bup 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 bum da 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 dum. That's gotta come out of texture a bit more. Be careful about how much articulation drum is that there, the T sound is on the front of the note. Watch pitch on the corner notes. More shape there. Push the first note into the second, but like crescendo a little bit on the first eighth note. Thank you. more punch on the quarter notes. Careful percussion, not too much, right? So the better contrast between styles. So trumpets maybe just a little bit more staccato. Move together. Be careful that the low brass don't cover the woodwinds. Beep, bup, bup. Yeah, and don't. I would think you'd make a bigger sound on the last note. Felt like you kind of dropped back. Play full there. It's the last note. We need to know that it's over. Okay, going on to the lullaby for Noah. I was at the premiere of this piece. It was given in Ann Arbor at the University of Michigan. I'm fairly certain I was there. It's a beautiful little piece. I think Noah is now probably 12, 13, 14, something like that. Somewhere in that range, so. Okay. Yeah, really, really nice opening. Move together. Yeah, do dee do dee da. Feel the threes there. Nice entrance. La, da, da. More sound on the eighth notes. Yeah, so crescendo clarinet's a little bit more. You're doing a nice job of aligning the phrases. That's really nice. What's the pitch on the B flat or the B concert? Yeah, the movement on the eighth notes, measure 51, needs to be a little bit cleaner. Now move a little bit faster. Thank you. Yeah, dee dum ba dum. Be careful about the movement together. Yeah, I don't really hear the articulation from the trumpets. That needs to be heard just a bit more. It's very, very nice music. Just, I mean, obviously, it's just like the beginning, basically. Yeah. So all again, same issues. The movement on the groupings of three. It just needs to be smoother. It's very chunky right now. Okay, really nice. Everybody on stage needs to make sure you stay supportive of whoever the soloist is. There's a few trumpet players kind of not being appropriate up there with in terms of behavior on stage. We just need to make sure that decorum is always, because people are always watching what you do, so you can't be leaning back in your chair. You can't be... you can't be messing with the mouthpiece. You can't be putting the trumpet on the stage floor. You got to be in, even though you may not be playing. You have to stay in touch with what's going on around you. Okay, going on to the Tekeli. I was also at the premiere performance of this piece because this was written for the middle school that I taught at in Austin. I was the assistant director at the time. Beautiful saxophone sound. It's very nice. We got to make sure that's in tune. Okay, so for me, this seems just a bit slow because it's having a hard time connecting the sound just a touch faster is going to help that phrasing a bit more. Just make sure the starts there exactly the 44, that all lines up, that the flute and saxophone connect. Then we can get more bassoon. Yeah, so I think all of this section would help with just a little bit of forward motion. What's the pitch on the sustain? What's the pitch on the embassy? D, more energy when you come in. A little bit more articulation. More accent on the accented notes. Just, if you want the piece to dance a bit more, you have to bring the accent notes out a bit, and then the notes around the accents that are unaccented a little bit less. Ba 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 ba. Yeah, we're having trouble hearing the pa-pa-pum, pa-pum, all the eighth note music. Faster. Thank you. more pointed sound. Da, 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 da. Yeah, more second trumpet. Okay. Very good. You play with a good spirit. You just need to do, everything needs a little bit more energy to it. So, and hopefully we can get that going in the clinic section, session. It's just a little bit bland. It needs a little bit more attention to some musical detail, which we'll work on when I get to you. But overall, really nice job. Really great on the Lullaby for Noah. Beautiful sounds. And the Carter Overture for Winds was quite good, too. Okay, I hope these comments help you, and I wish you the very best of luck in the future.